Big Island designer Iris Gill Viracrucis recreated a collection of royal gowns in a nod to our Hawaii monarchs. His experience studying fashion design and theatrical costuming in California and Paris came together in a project with Iolani Palace. We caught up with him at a special night tour of the historic home where his creations added just the right royal touch. Sweet and Lovely is just how Hawaiian singer Raiatea Helm looked in a replica of one of Princess Kaiulani's gowns. Iolani Palace chose the Big Island's creative spirit, Iris Gill, to recreate the gowns worn by Hawaii's monarchy. Five of them, to be exact, which added just the right touch to showcase the palace rooms.
The ribbon gown is actually one of my favorite ones to talk about based on the fact that it actually is started, if I were to show you the history behind it, because it was restyled several times. So they were even, you know, sort of like frugal chic. So they actually redesigned and repurposed the gown and things like that. And that was the last of the recreation, the reincarnation of that gown.
On a recent night tour of Iolani Palace marking Queen Kapi'olani's birthday, the gowns were on display, much to the delight of those who wanted to experience the monarchy period in our island's history.
The queen is wearing her famed peacock dress, and you'll see that downstairs in the throne room, a facsimile. It's noted that she is sitting down because that dress weighed 50 pounds.
On this particular evening, as Raiatea Helm sang in the Great Hall, she slipped into two different gowns. The blue number was a showstopper with a long, elegant train fit for a princess.
It's actually made out of a crushed velvet, and it's lined with a synthetic moire. There is a bodice, which is a top, with laces and beads, and it's encrusted with appliques. And as you can see, the inside has like bonings that actually normally would have had like whale bonings and things like that. So it, by itself, it's actually sort of like corseted. This is the back of the skirt. And this is the front.
Wow, fancy.
Well, they were for royalty. So this is sort of like not in the Kalakaua sets. So this is actually more of a Queen Emma. So where this actually gets pulled up and there'll be like bustles that actually will fit behind her.
So tell us then, you were able to fit Raiatea in this gown.
Yes.
That is one of her changes. This is
yes.
Gown number two for the evening.
Yes. She actually flew in, you know, I took her measurement. I showed her, you know, the dynamics of how it's going to be done. A lot of people don't realize that a lot of the gowns are actually separate pieces. So, and even to this particular recreation that I'm doing for her, as a costume actually has a lot of that particular details on it. So down to like the accessories, she's actually going to have a bird of paradise. This is actually about 100 years old.
Wow.
And this is going to go on her hair. So, you know, down to the jewelries, I actually have like some of the royal orders embroidered in Pakistan. So it's a little bit more lighter as opposed to the metal ones. So the ones that you see and displayed and things like that are the replica of the royal orders, except for their embroideries as opposed to metal. So then they don't wear the gowns down.
How did you get to be, I guess, the royal gown maker?
Desiree Cruz is actually one of my dearest friend, because I actually started with the Mary Monarch. I live in Hilo. So I was asked by the YWCA. I have a few friends that was actually asked me to actually produce a fashion show. And at that time, Uncle George Niobe was still alive. And I did a gown, which is similar to what this one is, however it was in red. Desiree actually will wear that. And after a while, I got introduced to Mary Monarch, and then when Desiree Cruz was actually invited to sing the Queen's song on one of these evening tours, they actually end up, you know, asking who made that dress, and that's how, because the thing is like, it has the hook and eye and everything else and stuff like that, so they knew that it was something a little different than most people have done before. Okay. The curator at that time said we would like to actually talk to him and see if this is something that could be done for the palace to give it a little bit more personal touch. As you can see when you walk in, there's the personality of the queen in the room. So not just lifeless items and the spirit of the Ali'is. And even looking at Raiatea singing, and that a lot of people just like, oh my gosh, that's her. So it adds a very nice aura, and a lot of people have seen it and things like that. It's like, you know, it felt like the queen was present.
It's a wonderful touch.
Thank you. Hoping, you know, they are going to continue with the project and things like that. So supposedly we actually was supposed to do the king, of course, because this is his palace, and then there was a princess and so on and so forth. But, you know, they're actually restructuring things now and things and stuff like that. So there will be project that would continue on this particular thing, because a lot of people took very much, you know, great interest in regards to the addition to the palace. Just
fabulous.
Like how they actually recreated the furnishings, like the carpets and things like that. And that's coinciding with the whole package in regards to getting the feel on how the Ali'i lived back then.
So wonderful touch to the evening. Wonderful touch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anything else you want to add just about, you know, why you love recreating this period?
Well, like I said, you know, a lot of times, and I tell people, because when we were dressing up the royal court and Mary Monarch, I said, you're not dressing up as some fictional character. They're actually, you know, once living and alive, you know, great couple. And if it wasn't for them, there was none of these. And that alone right there is worth remembering them by. And they actually took so much pride in regards to representing Hawaii to the world. That's why a lot of people are like, oh, they've squandled money and things like that. No, they actually had to represent that. I mean, if you look at, you know, Queen Victoria's Jubilee, if you look at the picture and things like that were on the painting, they weren't guests somewhere else. They were right there in the altar where they belong with the Ali'i and things like that. And that's something that a lot of people need to take pride on, and on how they actually, you know, projected that on how Hawaii was recognized. So it was the only Ali'i in the Pacific that was ever recognized.
And it's wonderful because of the exhibit at the Honolulu Museum. It really just brings it all together.
Yes, no, exactly. And, you know, in that alone right there, if you look at his jacket, the embroideries on it and things and stuff like that. It has like the kalo, it has the ferns. So he actually even took a lot of initiative in regards to researching it while he was traveling on how different countries, because if you look at the crown, if you look at the royal orders and things like that, you'll see little kahilis. So a lot of those things, which is part of, you know, what Hawaii represented and things like that, was actually in these dresses.
Very symbolic.
Just like with the featherworks and everything else stuff like that. It's like the most highest art craft that is linked to the Ali'i. And here it is in dresses and things like that. So even that alone right there, they're forward thinking in regards to, they couldn't dress up in traditional, you know, tapa and so on and so forth. So what are they brought over? Like the story that I'm telling people in regards to the Leihulu, they actually took an old cape that was falling apart and then made those Leihulu in front of the gown. That's why if you look at it, it looks a little tattered and things stuff like that.
But repurposed.
So, exactly. So, and that's basically what the whole thing in regards to bringing their magic back.
It must be just so special knowing you have this part in kind of recreating this history for everybody to appreciate.
That's what, and I'm very blessed, and I'm very thankful and very honored.
That was Hilo designer Iris Gill. Next week, we talk with designer Kenny Zamora of Project Runway fame. He's been working on a replica of the Queen's coronation gown and more.